Welcome, my friends, the Mark Trammell Quartet.
Country flavor, some have a modern sound. They all serve a need of planting seeds, so I know they can't go wrong. But there's none so dear as when I hear an old convention song.
I'd still
love to hear
those old convention songs
that I heard
as a child,
as you sang them all day long.
Like I'm gonna walk in just a little talk and all the day long. Has it been since you heard an old convention song?
How long has it been
since you heard after a while?
How long since you heard give the world a smile? How long since you heard I'm winging my way back home? How long has it been since you heard an old convention song? How long has it been since you heard an old
That's two good decisions in 1 year. We hired a bass singer, and you're playing for us tonight.
Yeah. So hey, give him a hand. Welcome, Darryl Wolf, our new piano player. Wow, what a joy it is.
Is that wedding music I hear? Brides adorned and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for the wedding celebration.
Oh, Since you've talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secrets, how long since you've prayed? How long since you've stayed on
'80s, one of my mentors and heroes, Glenn Payne, recorded this song that we're about to sing for you. It's very real for today. I believe, I'm convinced, that this song has the most powerful message that we could hear today. It says this, "It's almost over."
Winds of war keep raging through the land, far and near. The cry of hungry children, the pain, the falling tears. Nations gather round the table for peace. They've tried for years, yet war still rages higher, sweeping through the battlefield. Living with the greatest promise that we will ever know. The promise came from heaven of blessed peace and hope. Battles may keep raging higher, but we will have no fear. The Savior's arms are open, and soon he shall appear. It's all
we are going home.
ascended to the right hand of the Father. The tomb is empty, and we celebrate that reality every year. I said, yes, Larry. I don't ever discount that reality. I still am thrilled to death that if you go to Jerusalem right this moment, you can go to all the different tombs that they say Jesus was buried in, and at the end of the day, the final result is still the same. They're all empty.
Amen.
So it doesn't matter to me. They can argue all they want to about which one it was. The reality still stands. He's not in there. But if he had not fulfilled the work that he came to do for you and I, there would be no reason to gather like this. There would be no reason to rejoice in the hereafter. There would be no reason to think that it was going to be better after we've lived this life. But because of Calvary, because of the blood that came out of my Savior, there is reason to have hope. There is reason to rejoice. And this medley of songs reminds me why I do what I do. And to tell you tonight, one more time, we have hope. Listen to this great man.
God did span at Calvary. to know.
I want to know that he will welcome me there.
I do not want
to be denied.
Well, let me live
in that city so fair.
And that's enough
for me to know.
Well, I want to know.
I want to know that he will welcome me there.
I do not want
to be denied.
Well, let me live
in that city so fair.
And that's enough
for me to know.
Well, I do not know the day my Savior will come, but I must be prepared to go. And if from earth I know he will call me someday, well, that's enough
for me to know.
Well, I want to know.
I do not want to be denied.
Well, let me live
in that city so fair.
And that's enough
for me to know.
Well,
let me live in that city so fair.
That's enough for me.
Me.